First paragraph, Ksuvas Mishnah Beis, Psula Ksuvas Masayim V'Almana Mana. Psula gets a basic Ksuva of 200 Zuz. Almana gets 100 Zuz. Psula Almana Grusha Chalutza Min Eirusin. If she got married and became an Almana, got divorced, Chalutza, after Eirusin, in other words, she only had the Kedusha, not the Nesuyin, Ksuvas Masayim. Then in the second marriage, she's still a basula, and she gets a full ksuva. Yeshu tanis basula, and if her husband finds that she's not a basula, so we have a chash that she's asura. Agiyoyis vashvuya vashivcha. A convert, a woman that was in captivity, or a woman who was a shivcha knazari, and was misguided to be Israelis. So, all these three women are becheskas ba'ula, because of the situation they were in. That's only if they were over age of three. If they're less than age of three, when they were in this situation, they're still considered a basula, because a woman less than 3 years old is not possible to do to remove the basula. She's too young for that. So male, in these cases, that this woman was taken out of captivity, or she went through the gerus process, or she was freed from being a slave. If this happened before she was less than 3 years old, she gets a ksuf of 200 zuz, and they make a tainas besulin that he can tell. He finds that there's no basula, he has a tainas besulin, because he married her becheskas that she was a basula, since at the time she was in this situation, which she would have become a bula, she was not old enough to become a bula.